Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Welcome to Thrive Radio. This is Amy Montgomery. Well, thank you so much for listening to my podcast today. This is episode number 3, and today we're going to talk about emotional resiliency. I'm really excited about this topic because it was something that was life-changing to me, and I'm so excited to share it with you. I know it's going to change your life. I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you've allowed fear or you've allowed frustration or anger or just any emotion you could possibly think about really derail you from amazing opportunity. And I know that I've just definitely been in those situations, and I want to share with you today how I've been able to overcome and really take charge of my emotions so that they are no longer controlling me, but I now control them, and they no longer control my destiny, but they are something that I'm able to utilize and take control of for my future. So we're going to dive right in. There's really a couple of steps that are so important when you are in the midst of a very emotional situation. Doesn't matter what emotion it could be. It could be anger. You could be really sad. You could be in shock. I mean, it could just be whatever reactionary emotion that you can think of. And if you could think of just a situation in your life that maybe you felt that, then what you would do is you would ask yourself, why am I feeling this emotion? For example, let's say that you are in the workplace and somebody does something to make you really angry. Maybe it's your boss. Maybe your boss comes to you and is upset at your performance in some way. And you get angry because maybe there was a misunderstanding. You really did do what they were asking you to do, or you really did do what they were asking you to do, but there was just some miscommunication. So let's say you get really angry. But then if you take a step back and you ask yourself, what is at the core of this emotion? Why am I really feeling this emotion? And if you ask yourself and you're really honest with yourself about it, you might identify that you are fearful that you're going to lose your job. And that's why you're angry. That's why you want your boss to know that you were performing at the level that they wanted you to. There was just some communication breakdown. And so now you're realizing, wow, I'm actually afraid that I'm going to lose my job. So now this last step is what's really, really important. This last step, what you want to do is you want to take a step back. And sometimes it's, you know, really good in these situations to even take a break. Sometimes if you can take a day to allow things to calm down, if you can just, you know, step away from the situation, that is also very important. But when you begin to take a step back, what you really want to do is you want to ask yourself, what's the opposite emotion that I can embrace right now? The opposite emotion of this negative emotion that I'm experiencing. And then what you want to do is you really want to feel that emotion, get into that mindset, and begin to make decisions based off of that new emotion. So it's kind of looks like this. So let's say you're very angry. You identify that you have fear. Then you go from identifying that you're fearful to saying, oh, what's the reality of this situation? Realistically, do I really need to be afraid that I'm going to lose my job? Or is it that the reality is that my boss is just more concerned about this project getting done? And then if you answer, yeah, okay, so my boss really just wants this project done. So then you ask yourself, what emotion could I have? Well, I could really get into you know, create a positive plan to get this project completed. So instead of going into this whole myriad of trying to defend yourself or whatever it may be, you're then taking this opposite emotion that is really around creating results, understanding the situation better so that you can respond in a very intelligent way rather than an emotional way. And so you can really apply this to a lot of different, you know, really any emotion. It could be that you're very jealous of somebody or something right now. And then all you need to do, though, is just go into the emotion of generosity and accepting, you know, whatever it is that you're jealous of, accept your situation and then begin to just be generous. Because it's really hard to be jealous when you're generous. So it's really about identifying the opposite positive feeling and then bringing that in so that you really own that emotion and begin to make decisions off of that. Long term, you know, it doesn't mean that your initial emotions, initial reaction is not valid. It just means that you're not allowing those emotions to dictate your future, to ruin something for you. So this is a way that you can take charge of those areas of your life and then be able to take a step back and make more of a logical decision when it comes to your emotions. Because how many know that there's times when you've looked back and you thought, wow, I responded in an emotional way and I may have been somewhat right in that situation, but it really ruined the opportunity for me. And I wish I could, you know, reverse time and just respond in a different way. Sometimes, you know, even if our emotions are valid, they're not worth reacting in the moment because we don't want to destroy an opportunity for ourselves. So again, you just identify the emotion, identify what emotion is really at the core, why you're feeling the main emotion, and then taking the opposite and applying that to your life. Now, I want to touch on something here that I think that a lot of people can identify in this category, and that is dealing with people that I think we would call them haters. And as people get more and more on social media, and we're just more available online to absolutely everyone's opinion. And I think that one of the really important things to remember is that if you are focused on your goal and you're focused on what value you want to bring to the world, it's really difficult to stop and pay attention to somebody else because you've got work to do. So one of the number one things that you can do to overcome what we would call the haters out there is with your success. The best thing really to do is just ignore the haters, because then you have to take your attention off of your assignment and what you are going after. So I hope that this podcast helps you today. And before I end today's program, I want to mention that if you are out there, you're listening, and you want to be a published author, I'm so excited. I'm just about to release my self-publishing course. I've got 4 people utilizing it right now to publish their books. And once they are complete, then I will be launching it officially. And so that will be in about a month's time. So I want to encourage you, if that is you, that you would go to my website, go under programs. There is a link there that's is self-publishing course, and enter your email there. And if you do, you will be on the distribution list to be invited to a free webinar where I will be going through the course and showing you exactly what you get in the course. I'll be offering all kinds of free things and discounts as well. I'm really excited for the course because it's really allowing a lot of people to be authors that wouldn't otherwise. So I want to thank you for listening today. I hope that this podcast helps you, and I hope that you have a wonderful week.